I'm reading the introduction to a book that's being written not by me, but by Radhakund Devadasi. For those of you who have been to Nimrajadam, I'm sure you know her. And devotees wanted her to write a book putting together the memories of devotees' experiences in New Rajadham of Pavani Devadasi's departure, which was early on in this year in January. For devotees who were following that, that was a devotee, mother of another devotee, who found that she had stomach cancer, and it was terminal, and she only had a matter of weeks left to live. So she just moved into her son's house in New Rajadham, and then for a period of 3 weeks, she would come and take darshan of Radhisham every evening, and with minimal medication, tolerate the inconvenience of the pain that cancer caused, and was really just absorbed in chanting and hearing. She was hearing devotees come and speak to her, read to her, and she was chanting along as devotees would chant Hare Krishna. So Radhakund asked me to write the introduction of the book this morning. I did that, and I thought I'd read that. I don't know if that book is ever going to make it into the English language. I write in English, and then it'll be translated into Hungarian, but it's for, or at least it's originally being written in Hungarian. It's for anyone, not for the Hungarian devotees, I was going to say. It's for anyone, but the question is whether the market's there or whether we'll want to translate it into English or something else. All right, here it is. This is the introduction. I don't know what the name of the book is either. I knew Pavani Devadasi and Sanatan Das since the early days in Debrecen, a center in the west of Hungary. They were unique, mother and son, both equally interested in Krishna consciousness. That was rare then. Usually mothers came with their sons to make sure Krishna consciousness wasn't going to break up the family. In this case, not only did the family not break up, but Sanatana's father became and remained a supporter of the movement, and his mother a committed devotee. This book tells the story of the final pages of Pavani's commitment to Krishna, a process that started slowly 15 years earlier, but accelerated incredibly in the final months of her life. When it was clear to her that she would leave this world because of terminal cancer, Pavani faced the decision we will all have to make. Will she enter a hospice that has all conveniences to ease the discomforts leading to death, or will she go where it is most spiritually favorable and leave comfort and discomfort up to Krishna? Pavani chose the latter. In doing so, she set a sterling example for us all, and she left me asking myself, how did the simple housewife, this part-time devotee of an outpost temple, this disciple who asked so little of me, get the courage to make such a decision? And where did her courage come from? The answer came quickly. By having faith in Srila Prabhupada's teachings, Pavani received mercy from Radhisham, and by their mercy she became courageous. Through Pavani, Radhisham wanted to teach the devotee community in Hungary. Through Pavani, they sent devotees a message. Just depend upon us, and we will take care of everything. And they did. Radhisham arranged for Pavani's accommodation at New Rajadham, for medical care, for devotee association, for the ability to visit them daily, for the gift of thinking about them until the last. Radhisham were true to their word. Ananyas chintayantomam jejana paripashati tesham nityabhijuktanam yogakshemam bahami aham. But those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. And how could it have been otherwise? Therefore, this book is as much about Radhisham as it is about Pavani Devadasi. It is as much about their story as it is Pavani's. The activities surrounding Pavani's final days were made possible by Radha Shyam, were centered about them, and ultimately led to them. And because these two stories are inseparable, we must conclude that their stories became one. That is, upon leaving Yuvrajadam and this world, Pavani went to that place in the creation where Radha Shyam's pastimes are being manifest. There, right now, she is being trained in advanced devotional service. Is it so surprising? Not really. To anyone who serves the divine couple with devotion, they give the intelligence by which to chalk out the path that leads to them, and following that path, one will go to them without fail. The following words of Krishna confirm this. Tesham satyajuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhijogam tam jinamam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Manmanabhava madhbhakto madhyajivam namaskru mame vaishayashi satyam te pratijani priyosimi. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Early this fall in Yuvrajadam, we poured Pavani's ashes into the Jamuna. In concluding my talk, I told the relatives present, Pavani was a special person. You were lucky to have known her. One of them replied, yes, I know. Thus ends Pavani's story. And this book, written by Radhakund Devidasi, depicts the final chapter of that story. This book was written to convey Radha Shyam's message and to inspire devotees to heed it. Pavani became special by depending on Radha Shyam. If we follow her example, we will also become special. Hare Krishna.